A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I would rather be in pain than take any kind of opioid. Rivals has arrived. All right, welcome to a special edition of Rivals. Scott Mitchell here, and my cohort, Jason Buck, is on assignment. We don't know where, we don't know when he'll come back, and hopefully, well, maybe, I shouldn't say that. I was going to say hopefully he'll never come back, but we want to have him back because I have a good time with Jason. Oh. However, we do have with us today, we have Craig Povey, correct?
Yep.
With Use Only As Directed. So you are the program administrator for the Utah Division of Substance Abuse and Mental Health. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so tell me about Use Only As Directed. What is this all about?
Well, it's probably no news to people that overdose on opioids and people becoming addicted to opioids is epidemic. It's a major crisis. We learned about this in Utah back in like 2004, where we started seeing upticks in some of these problems. But what the Use Only As Directed campaign is all about is getting people really motivated to do something different. You know, cutting the amount of opioids that are laying around our communities and talking with their doctors about what they could do for alternatives as opposed to using opioids.
Okay, so this is really scary to me. So I was a professional athlete for 12 years, and we were given pain medication before the game, after the game. I had a time where I went to the hospital and had a shot that took 12 minutes just so I could go to practice. Pain medication. So it was a very common thing that we were around, and it scared me to death. I hated it. I never wanted to try it, so I suffered. I did. I'm just because I was so afraid that if I took one dose or one day, that I would become addicted. So am I like way off base on this
no.
How addictive is it?
Well, you're not way off base, first of all. In fact, we got to have more people talking about that, especially athletes, I would say. The reason being is that back in the day, you know.
Right.
In fact, Jason, I'll just say this. Jason was at Rick's. I was at Dixie at the same time.
Oh, okay.
So we were kind of in that same culture.
Greg Croshaw.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Know him well.
Oh, do you?
What position did you play?
I played tight end.
Really?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
And what years were you there?
83, 84.
Okay.
Graduated 85, yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, so a little younger than you, I believe.
You're older than I am.
Yeah. Well, yes. What did I say? Younger?
You said younger. You look younger. How about that?
Well, but that was the thing. You know,
right, it was just normal.
It was like, hey, get back on the field. You know, take these pills. And I was just thinking recently about how we've grown so much. You know, TBIs, by the way, is the same kind of a deal, is that it's a whole different message and so much science that we just didn't understand back then. And now we do. You know, people that get on these opioids can develop a dependency within 7 days. And so if you want to get back on the field and you want to be healthy, you got to use the alternatives, you know.
So there are alternatives then?
Absolutely. Thinking back through all the injuries and surgeries I had, as an athlete. And thankfully, my mom was the one, by the way. You know, she monitored those pain pills more than I thought she should have. Well,
did she when you were at college?
When I was in college. Well,
she did?
Well,
did your mom go to college with
you? No, she didn't go to college with me, but she instilled in me very strongly.
Oh, you could hear her voice.
Yeah, I could hear her voice every time my buddies would be like, hey, just take this, you know. But it wasn't a layer. I got in a bike accident.
Did you have a lot of exposure to it when you were playing? At Dixie.
After an injury, actually going to a team physician with a major university here in Utah, that's where I was first exposed to, hey, you shouldn't be in any pain. You should take these and take them, as much as you need to make sure you're not in pain. That was the first time I really got that message from a physician, which we know now is absolutely wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
But, well, I want to get into that in a little bit about physicians, but I want to talk more about what are the alternatives. And here's another thing that I just had happen. So I had a tooth that kind of it fell out, right? And I had to have one reconstructed, kind of painful. And they go, what do you want? Like, what kind of pain medicine? What do you want? What, you know, we'll subscribe anything for you. And I was like, I don't want any of it. And he goes, well, I'll just hold it for you. But so what he said was they found a new way to prescribe Tylenol and ibuprofen.
Yeah.
And so they actually combined the two together.
Yep.
So it's like two Tylenol. I don't know the exact
dosage. It's two and two.
And then, and then they said four ibuprofen. And you know, I felt great. And I didn't feel guilty and I didn't feel like I was going to get addicted.
Yeah.
Is that the best alternative? Is that the only alternative?
Is it a good alternative? It is a very good alternative. Some studies show that you actually get better pain relief from doing the ibuprofen, acetaminophen, you know, kind of a combination. Sometimes people find relief with the non-steroidal. So, you know, you start getting into Advil and those kinds of meds as well. Naprosyn.
Because I think I had Advil.
Ibuprofen.
The over-the-counter name is Tylenol and Advil.
Yeah. Well, here's what I can tell you about that. No, that's not the only one. You know, if you go back, and probably you remember the old Rice thing, you know, rest and ice and compression and elevation. And the problem that we used to have back in the day was that we would only usually use one of them. You know, put ice on it. Stick your foot in this ice bag or this can of ice, you know, but all the other ones were kind of left off the table, and then we would turn to the opioids for the pain relief. But if you attack this thing, you get a good doctor, find out, you know, ask them first, hey, is this medication could cause an addiction? That's the first question that should be asked. And then what are my alternatives? And a good doctor is going to be able to lay out a regimen for somebody, including the two and two or whatever is going to be most appropriate. And they will find as good, if not better, relief from these opioids that have devastating effects on the body.
Okay, so Use Only As Directed is a campaign to help people in an awareness of this addiction.
Yeah.
And part of the whole awareness is there are alternatives.
Yep. How to talk to your doctor and how to get those alternatives.
So how to talk to your doctor and how to get to those alternatives.
That's right.
Okay, so I want to talk about doctors, and here's the thing that always crosses my mind. So I had a dentist who's a doctor, and he talked about what do you want, right? I'll have a prescription for whatever. Then I had both of my knees. I had meniscus tears. I had surgery on both of my knees, and this is post playing. We're not even talking about when I was playing. So this has been in the last few years. And he said to me, what do you want? And in my mind, I'm like, don't you know? I mean, it felt to me like they were so happy to give me anything for pain management. It wasn't like, And it was a prescription is the easy solution for pain management, and there was no discussion about anything else. And so for me, I'm like, I don't want anything, right? So we're going to take a break, but when we come back, I want to hear your answer about what responsibility or are doctors motivated by other things, like they have prescription or they have drug reps that come in, sell them certain, you know, is their allegiance kind of tainted because they may have some kind of relationship with a pharmaceutical company? All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Shariza's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to Rival. Scott Mitchell, Jason Buck on assignment. I'm here with Craig Povey, who is the program administrator for the Utah Division of Substance Abuse and Mental Health. And we're talking about use only as directed. 7,000 prescriptions are filled a day.
A day.
Just in the state of Utah.
Yeah.
And this is the leading cause of death in adults from an accident. Is that correct?
That's the way to frame that. Yep.
Yeah. And that's in the country, right? Or in Utah? Or...
I think it's country.
Country. Because Utah kind of ranks in about the top 10 of some of these statistics. It's a real problem here.
It is.
It's a super problem. And we've talked about it from an athlete perspective, and it's just so easily, readily available. And there's this perception of, I got to get on the field. I was of the opposite mindset, but I get it, because most people are, the pressure to play is so, so massive. It's like, if I don't play, I lose my spot. And so you do whatever you have to do to get on the field. I get that. But I think there's also this other, there's this whole athlete issue, but in our society in general, because I'm just a normal citizen today, right? So I have issues. I have tooth problems, knee problems, just like anyone else. And I've gone to the doctor, and the doctor's like, he's just like, we want to make you comfortable. And it almost felt like it was at all costs. So I know these doctors have a responsibility, their Hippocratic oath, and they're it's about helping people. So don't they realize this is so bad? And why do they continue to have this mindset of whatever you need?
You know, I think that their culture is changing as well.
Is it?
I've seen some things, and personally have experienced, where, you know, going to the emergency room on a Saturday, waiting to get into the surgeon, and they give me the prescription, and all of a sudden I realize the prescription is only for 2 days. You know, that's different. That is majorly different than
it's not,
even 10 years ago.
Right.
You know, so we are seeing some of these doctors and some of these major organizations in our state that are saying, hey, no more. We're causing more harm than good by getting these people a medication that, even used as prescribed, by the way, that can lead to an addiction.
So that's what I was going to ask. It's like, it just seems like you're kind of in this catch-22. You know, I'm supposed to follow my doctor's advice. I believe they're, but if I actually follow them, there becomes an issue. So what do you do? I mean, what do you do? I mean, I know what I do, but I think I'm not normal.
Well,
I think
the doctor,
most people just go, yeah, I'll just take the medication. I will tell you, I tried, was it oxycodone? And I will tell you, I had one, and I'm like, I do not want to feel like that made me feel. I was like, woo, I was out there, and it was not a comfortable feeling. So what do you do?
Well, if you're lucky enough to have a doctor that asks like they asked you, what do you want?
Right.
Well, I want to heal up. I want to get strong again. And I don't want an addiction. You know, I think that ought to be the response to a doctor that asks that.
Shouldn't it be the response from everyone, though?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
Shouldn't the doctor go, look, I don't want you to be addicted. Because you brought the question of being responsible for your health care. So do you just say to the doctor, this is how it's going to be? Or can you rely on the doctor? Or I don't know. Maybe I'm asking something that's not real here.
No, I think that there's...
Shouldn't that be the question that they all have and say, you know, this is highly addictive. Let's be really, really careful about how we use this. And I'm not... Like, I'm only going to give you 2 days. I'm only going to...
Yeah, I've seen very little, and I have seen some reports that there's just no need for more than 2 days of opiates for most people to get them through to wherever they need to go to get that long-term care and the rehab that needs to take place. But we got to get people, and by the way, women are much better than this than men. We found that out.
They're better at going in and
asking the doctor specific questions.
Well, of course,
questions.
Men don't ask anything.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
It's like, yeah, so
I know where I'm going. I don't need directions.
We need more people to step up and just very specifically ask them, so, is this addiction? What are the alternatives? You know, give me something else to do.
So what are you doing with use only as directed? I mean, what's the campaign? How are you getting this message out? Is it through things like this? What are you guys doing to educate people or to get men to speak up or to have the conversation with their doctor? What is your strategy?
Well, one of them is get people like you, Scott, to help people understand that they don't have to take those medications. Someone that's played as much as you and to the extent that you did, and you made a firm line in there. We need more people to hear that you actually can succeed without taking these pain pills when you're hurt. And there's much better alternatives. You'll see things on TV. You'll hear things on the radio. I know there's a community up in South Ogden area that's having a half marathon with messaging all over their path, you know, to prevent opioid addictions. And so there's all these local community things that are going on across the state, as well as the things that you'll see on TV.
All right. So we've talked about this whole idea of a conversation with your doctor. I know we've kind of talked around it here, but what is the actual conversation? What things need to happen and I guess it's just a conversation in general. It's not necessarily your doctor, right? Or is it?
Well,
what conversation do we need to have?
I think, again, as the first thought is that I want to heal up, you know, make that very clear, and I don't want to be addicted. What you're suggesting, is there any potential to have an addiction to these medications? If there are, what are my alternatives? What other things can I be doing? Can I be doing physical therapy? What do I need to do to keep my home safe, to keep these safe? What do I do with the unused? I mean, we got to treat these as dangerous as they are.
Right. And
respect that.
And that was my next question is, okay, so I actually have prescriptions. I've never even used them. They just sent me home with this stuff. What is the best way, the safest way to dispose of these?
There's pharmacies throughout the state that have take-back bins that you can take them and just dump them in there.
So you just take it right back to the pharmacy?
Take it right back to the pharmacy. There's some law enforcement that have it a couple times a year. These coalitions across the state will have take-back events. They're getting literally hundreds and hundreds of pounds of these things returned during these take-back events. And there's actually some products that you can get from your pharmacist. Most of them are delivering these for free that neutralize the pills and make them so that nobody will ever abuse them.
All right. So where can we find more information about Use Only As Directed?
UseOnlyAsDirected.org.
UseOnlyAsDirected.org. And it'll take you to a website.
Yeah, that's right.
And it'll give you all the information. If you have questions, you need, can you talk to people on the website? Or I mean, if you have challenges, are you guys looking to help people who are already addicted, or are you trying to educate people not?
There's a whole other effort for those with addiction and helping them understand there's hope in treatment and how to get that treatment. But we're all about reducing the problem from even happening in the first place. We want to prevent the misuse so there's no addiction to even talk about.
Yeah, I love that. I love that strategy. It's kind of like not waiting at the end of the ravine to pick up all the people who go off the
cliff.
Love it. Okay. Thank you so much for being with me today. It's Craig Povey with the Utah Division of Substance and Abuse and Mental Health. And we're talking about Use Only As Directed. Great program. You need to get involved. This is a very serious problem in our society that touches all of us in so many ways. Okay, Helmets Off is not the program we're doing now, but Rivals has arrived, and now it's time to go. We are powered by KSL Sports. You can find us on Facebook at The Rivals Podcast and on Twitter at The Rivals Show. And until then, we'll catch you soon.